Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Oh, wow. Beauty tips. I need these. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. While looking at, you know, some of the medical, headlines that we have, which I'll tell you about in a few minutes, I ran across these little beauty tips. You know what? These are just too exciting. I'll have to tell you guys later about them because I can't tell you how much makeup I lose, how many times I try and wash my hair, trouble with broken nails. So this is some cool stuff. And guys, no, guys, don't start turning off the radio because listen, okay, if you want to get in good with the ladies, you knowing how to fix their broken nail is the coolest, sexiest thing. You know, my husband figured it out. Anytime I break a nail, you know what he does? He goes, "I got it, babe." I'm like, "Really? You got this, babe?" You know, because I'm getting ready to, you know, call my nail place and spend $25, $30 to go and get a whole new nail job. He's like, "I got this, babe." And he breaks out some super glue, and then he glues the nail back on there. And I'm like, "Man, you saved my nail." He's like, and I'm like, "Really? You care about my nails?" And I'm like, "What a good man." And then we have sex. So you see, so you guys may want to listen to that. Remember there was a boy who was going to be denied a heart transplant because the doctor said he was a non-compliant patient. So, and I guess was a, had issues in school, etc. So they were worried about giving him a new heart when he wouldn't, if he wouldn't be compliant, wouldn't take care of it, and there might have been somebody else that could have had more longevity with the heart. Well, we come to find out that unfortunately the boy that did receive the heart died in a high-speed police chase crash just 2 years after he received the transplant. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Nebraska has released the five Americans that were being watched for Ebola, and they are found to be Ebola-free. Yee-haw! My brother will be relieved because he lives in Nebraska. And then some of you guys, I don't know why you think Tylenol helps back pain. I never thought it would. Well, apparently there's a study casting doubt on using acetaminophen or Tylenol for low back pain or arthritis. We didn't need a study. You know, any of us that suffer from arthritis or back pain, we know this. I mean, this is no news. I mean, duh, no poop, Sherlock. I mean, I think we knew. Singer Joni Mitchell, all right? One of the most prominent musician that came out with The Doors and Neil Young and Crosby, Stills, Nash. She has been diagnosed with Morgellons disease. And we're going to talk about what Morgellons is. It's not a very well-known, spoken of type of disease. We'll talk about that. And then oil heir Andrew Getty, 47 years old, a member of the Getty Oil Dynasty, was found dead, naked from the waist down, with traumatic injuries, from what we understand, to his rectum. How do you die from blunt trauma, allegedly, to the rectum? So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DA. L.I. Many of you complain about the hospital gowns, okay? You know, we admit you to the hospital. When I took care of you guys in the hospital, you'd be wearing these gowns, and you were so mad because you said everybody could see your lilies and your tush, and they weren't long enough. You know, the guys, the big guys, you know, your seven-foot big guys would come in going, "Hey, Doc, come on, man. You could see the blank." And I'm like, well, I don't know. Wear a pair of underwear. You could still wear underwear a lot of times. I mean, yeah, you can't be wearing a Victoria's Secret bra or Spanx, but you could still put some shorts on. All right, you don't have to be completely naked all the time. But I, you know, did agree with them that it was ridiculous. You know, because you should have some privacy. There should be some dignity. Now, the only problem is whenever we've made a gown that is so nice and tight and conformed and stylish and groovy and clipped and buttoned and snapped, I get nervous because medical students and some practitioners may not examine your skin as well. You know, we need to look under the sheet. It's something that I always tell my medical students, look under the sheet, because sometimes there's a big bed sore or ulcer or rash or vasculitic lesion or petechiae or purpura bleeding underneath the skin that you're not noticing and the patient doesn't notice. You know, when you're sitting there lying in a bed, are you really sitting there looking at every nook and cranny? No, you don't have a mirror nearby. You aren't looking at your under area. You're not looking at the legs. So for me, I didn't make a big stink about the gowns being so crappy, because it them being kind of loose, we're able to look and see if there's anything kooky going on. Well, they are, looks like, trying to do gown makeovers. One such one, the Cleveland Clinic, in 2010, introduced new gowns after being prompted by the CEO, who often heard patient complaints when he was a practicing heart surgeon. So they came up with a reversible gown with front and back V-neck, complete tushy coverage, pockets, softer fabric, and a new bolder print pattern. This is my problem. What I don't like when I am in the hospital or having surgery is it's cold. Now, what happens to a woman when she's cold? Well, apparently, certain parts of your boobies are accentuated a little bit more. And I don't like that, you know, because then the doctor comes in, or the medical student, or orderly, or whoever comes in going, you're cold, aren't you? Like, yeah, how could you tell? I could just tell, ma'am. So, you know, I would prefer a much thicker to kind of hide that. That's what I would prefer. I'm not worried about the tushy. Because trust me, at my age, the tushy starts to sag. So, I mean, it could be a floor-length gown. You're going to see the tushy somehow. But I would like thicker material. When I had to go for a colonoscopy last year, about a year and a half ago, they had a gown that blew hot air into the gown, so I was all warm. And then my boobies didn't look cold. And that was really, really nice. And I'm sure I could have probably used the hot air to probably help do part of the colonoscopy, but they wouldn't let me do it. But that was cool stuff. So don't worry, guys. And gals, improved gowns are on the way. I like to wear real sexy cowboy boots with mine. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I think Charlie's back there, too. Everybody's back there. Hey, man, it's raining guys all over here. Love it. Love it. Okay. All right. You know, every now and then I have to talk about something girly on the show because I'm a girl. And, but you don't realize, every time I talk about something girly, it helps you men. Because the more you understand women, the more you empathize and sympathize, the cooler you are. Okay? So, these are 20 beauty hacks that every woman needs to know. And I'm going to talk about them. Number one is because I got a women audience. But number two, if you men know how to help your lady when she is in a bind when it comes to her makeup, you are going to totally be cool and you'll probably get a lot of sex. So, not that that should be the driving force for you to do something nice for your lady. Okay, but I know in order for you to listen to this segment, I have to promise that you'll have a lot of sex in your future. By the way, speaking of future and fortune cookies, I got a fortune cookie fortune. I have it here because I was eating fortune cookies the other day. Don't ask. And it said, "You are pretty," with a smiley face. There was no fortune. I got so jit. I know I'm pretty. Thank you. I don't need no fortune cookie telling me that. But there was no fortune. And I'm a little nervous about that because when your fortune cookies stop giving you fortunes, I feel like that's a bad omen. So I'm a little scared. So I'm not going to be crossing the street or going near any buses for now because I'm a little freaked out by that. Okay. Whew. All right, let's take a look. So they have a beautiful woman there who I'll never look like. Okay, so a lot of us drop our makeup on the floor and the powder smashes into a million pieces. So what I end up doing is I end up throwing it out, or I try to still use the little pieces, and then I, you know, look horrible on TV with my makeup. Apparently, you add a couple drops of salty water to it, you smooth it back out with a knife, and you got your makeup back. Now, it's very difficult when you drop the whole eyeshadow palette, and you have all the different eyeshadow colors, but when you're talking about your blush, that works. So just add a little bit of water. Now, a lot of you men are like, well, this is going to be good because it's going to save me money. Yeah, it's going to save you money. Exactly. It'll save you money, which is exactly what we want to do. Next, okay, old mascara sometimes just gets all old and dry, and you got to throw it out and buy a new one. So they use a little bit of saline solution, all right, to revive. Just add a little bit of it to dry mascara and re-wet it. This is what we used to do with paint, right? You'd add some water to it. If you are in a hurry and towels, you know, when you're trying to dry your hair, towels can kind of, you know, hurt your hair and cause the hair to kind of split end and break. They said use a T-shirt. T-shirts will help soak up the water better than a towel. I've never done that. Not your own T-shirt. Just get another T-shirt. All right. Now, a lot of us, we blow dry our hair. And when we do a blow dry or a blowout, it takes a long time to do our hair. It really, really does. And if you do your hair every day, it's ridiculous. So sometimes we want to make our blowout last longer. So they say add a little bit of baking soda to your shampoo before you wash your hair, and it'll allow your hair to stay cleaner by preventing product buildup. If you have less product buildup, maybe it could last a couple more days with your blowout. All right? Coffee filter. Apparently, the coffee filter will help, like, get rid of the oily look on your face. So I guess use a coffee filter. I think a dry one. And then, let's say you got pimples. Okay? You know how I told you guys that you could use Colgate toothpaste for pimples? They also recommend yogurt. You could put, can't be low fat. You have to put full yogurt. If you add yogurt to the pimples, the redness, inflammation, pus should be reduced. Why? Because there's lactic acid and probiotics and fat in the yogurt. So yogurt for pimples. See, you guys could use that too. All right, next. Sometimes I put mascara on and I get the mascara all over the place. It really looks crap. And then it smudges on the eyelid. Now they say what you should do is hold a spoon over your eyelid when you apply the mascara. And then you don't get the mascara. So on your eyelid, you get it on the spoon. Then, of course, wash the spoon. Okay? Sometimes our lips are really, really dry, and we need to give our hubbies a big, juicy kiss. But when our lips are dry, they're like, no, thank you. There's a tea bag trick. So what you do is when you got dry, chapped lips, you use a damp tea bag. And you can put that on your lips. And then, of course, you could add some peppermint oil, things like that. Dry lips, though, we do need to talk about. It could be a serious medical condition. But a lot of you guys, you just naturally are used to getting dry lips, and so you have to Blistex or chapstick them often. But if we don't think it's a medical condition, try teabag. All right. Now, a lot of times our eyelashes are, crappy, and we have to use fake eyelashes, etc. Well, they say you could boost your eyelashes using a little bit of your cotton bud, a Q-tip, and some powder. You put some mascara on, then you use the little powdered Q-tip thing along the lashes, apply another coat, and it makes the eyelashes look really, really hot. Please don't be careful with mascara and eye makeup. I can't stand when patients come in. They have these eye infections or these allergic conjunctivitis because they're reacting to the stuff that's falling in their eye. Please try not to get the stuff in the eye. Let me see here. If you want to get sexy lip stick shades. They say you could add eyeshadow pigments to some of the lip balm. Again, try not to lick the stuff and swallow it. Hold on. I hope I'm still connected. Having some issues with my computer. All right. Anyway, if you, let's say, have nail issues and your nails, let's say, are kind of, looking crappy. All right. But you have nail polish. They say you could drop it into boiling hot water. Not your nails, but the nail polish. And that'll kind of spice it up and make it sexy looking. All right. Now, a lot of us be bruised. Okay, so my legs get bruised, my shoulders are bruised, I bruise my butt, and I don't want people to see that, not that people see my butt. So they say if you use mouthwash, sometimes the mouthwash will lighten up the purple tinge onto the bruise. Now, mouthwashes a lot of times have alcohol, so I wonder if it's the causing the dehydration, the lack of trigger there, that is causing a more pale look as opposed to a bruise. That's interesting, okay? Now, when you have to put on mascara, you need to warm it up. So they say put your mascara in your bra for a few minutes while you're doing your other makeup, and then the mascara will look better because it's warmed up in your bra. Although my husband always accuses me of being cold, so my mascara might freeze. Let's say you broke a nail. Okay, when you break a nail, this stinks, all right? But rather than, I guess, try to trimming it down or trying to cut the piece off or whatever, they said cut a small piece of tea bag, put it on your nail, and paint over it to strengthen the nail. So tea bag, all right? Yeah. Perfume. You want to smell good? So put Vaseline over some of your pulse points. And then you put the perfume on the Vaseline. It's supposed to last longer. This is way cool. Am I the only one finding this stuff? And trust me, I need all the beauty tips I could get. My perfume maybe lasts after the first 3-4 patients, you know, because you're just, you know, running around. And sometimes the patients, you know, have some sort of, I don't know, diabetic odor. And then you pick that up and you just are walking around not smelling your prettiest. So that's pretty cool stuff. Now, they say you could have hair texture that could look really, really sexy. All right, but what you do is you use a toothbrush to tease and texturize the hair. So if your hair is kind of flat, you could add volume by doing that, or you could put some eyeshadow that matches your hair color along the hairline, and that'll make your roots look more visible. That's good, because I'm starting to go bald in certain areas. I didn't realize that. I could just add some eyeshadow. Now, a lot of times we get foundation stains on our shirt. I put makeup on. I throw the makeup on, I throw it all over the place, and then, you know, because I wear white coat or white stuff, I have foundation all over that. They say use shaving cream or foam on your collar, and it'll remove it. Shaving cream. I had no flipping clue. That's cool. Sometimes, let me see what happens. Oh, I don't know, you get some bleeding. No, I don't want to put anything on anything like that. It says use a credit card to get perfect eyes. What does that mean? Oh, yeah, put a credit card above the lashes, wiggle the brush for the eye makeup. Okay, that we don't need. And then eyeshadow on your lips, that's a trick we all know about. So there, those were 20 tricks to make yourself sexy. I know the guys are like, look, I just got the teabag thing. Good. Make sure you guys have some teabags. Cut a piece of teabag, stick it on the broken nail. Now, broken nails I saw a lot in the ER, and I see a lot in my office. Many people ask me, Doc, when do I have a nail removed and when don't I? If the nail was completely severed from the base, but it's still kind of, I don't want to say completely severed, but it was mostly severed, and you have bleeding underneath, but it's kind of barely attached, we numb up the finger and we take off the nail. But if your nail got cracked in the front part of it, the top part, distal part, and most of the nail is still attached, the nail bed is fine, not lacerated, etc., then a lot of times what we do is we file it down, we keep it clean, add some antibiotic ointment, etc., and we watch the nail closely. But nail bed injuries could deform the nail and prevent future nail growth. The nails are for protection. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, 47-year-old heir to one of America's greatest oral fortunes, right? The Getty Oil Dynasty. Unfortunately, has been found dead with traumatic injuries. I was being interviewed today, Doug McIntyre in the morning, Terry Ray on KABC LA, on, you know, what he could have died from. Andrew Getty, a member of the billion-dollar Getty Oil Dynasty, was found Tuesday afternoon unconscious and naked from the waist down at his 5,000-square-foot mansion in the Hollywood Hills. A 911 call was placed by his ex-girlfriend, 32-year-old Lanessa DeJong, around 2 p.m. Getty had taken out a restraining order 2 weeks ago against the 32-year-old ex-girlfriend, who's an actress, and he dated her for 4 years. Paramedics who arrived on the scene found Getty near a bathroom at his home and bleeding from a traumatic injury to the rectal area, apparently caused by blunt force trauma. So, Los Angeles Police Department sources told the LA Times it was unclear how Getty sustained his injuries. You know, they do not think it's foul play. See, we took care of patients who unfortunately had rectal injuries. And these rectal injuries are definitely life-threatening. We had one who broke a broomstick into his rectum. He didn't mean to break it. It just broke. And there were splinters and there was bowel perforation. And, obviously we had to do emergency surgery, take it out, put a colostomy bag in because the bowel was destroyed, that part of the bowel. And then once the bowel heals or can be repaired, sometimes you could reanastomose the bowel. So these colostomy bags are where if the lower part of the bowel that goes into the rectum and that allows you to poop out your stool through the anus, if that is destroyed or if it's damaged, then we need to have the stool leave your body another way. And so we have a bag that we bring the bowel to your basically your abdominal cavity. We bring it through there and opening up, and then we make a site such that the stool can leave and you have a bag. It's called a colostomy bag. And then we just empty out the bag as we clean up your stool. And that's where the stool seems to drain. And it's a very, 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 very frustrating treatment for the patient. But when you lose part of your bowel, I mean, you can lose part of your bowel for a variety of reasons, cancer, colitis, etc. But this type of, it's not fun by any means. But we never saw anybody die, okay, who had one of those injuries. You know, people would say they fell on a plunger or they fell on a shampoo bottle or they fell on the broomstick, etc. Unfortunately, it was an act where it was up in the rectum. And, when you hear that somebody died, then a couple things I think of. You know, me, I remember in World War II, you heard stories of how the Nazis would take guns and, you know, put them in orifices of the victims and do things to them. It didn't matter which orifice, man or woman. So I think of blunt trauma caused by a second party. I also think of a sex act gone wrong. Very, very hard to self-impale yourself that way to that degree unless something broke off, he couldn't get it, and unfortunately extenuated and bled to death. Or if there were drugs involved where he was unconscious and the rectal trauma was just a secondary thing that happened. So, you know, we'll keep you posted as we find out more. Very, very scary. But, for those of you that like to dabble in certain sexual activities, you know, as a doctor, can I say, please be careful. There's a lot of different ways to stimulate yourself, okay? And I think many of us have been able to figure that out. And when you have choices out there, you know, luckily, we are able to be stimulated by a variety of different means. Okay? Variety of different means. I would say pick maybe 5. Okay? You don't have to have all 25 or 250, but I want you to write them down. Write down the different ways you can stimulate yourself and then pick the safest. If you are unsure which to pick, you could contact your doctor. I'm sure the doctor will sit down with you and go, yeah, you could do that one. No, don't do that one. Really? You could do that one? That kind of thing. So you could sit down with the doctor. You could always email me at drdahlia.com. I will not read them on air if you don't want me to. But, I can't stand seeing people hurt themselves. You know, the stories of people putting a gerbil into their rectum. And then as the gerbil asphyxiates, the scratching is supposed to be stimulatory. You know, why are you violating and murdering a little animal and your pet? You know, I mean, what are you supposed to tell, you know, your young son, Billy, you know, how his gerbil died? All right. And then do you really, really want that in there? I don't understand. Now, remember, me being a woman, it's very difficult to understand that because for women, everything is very frontal. There's not a lot very sensual posteriorly. A lot of it is more frontal. So when we think about getting turned on, there's a direct plane, a direct coronal plane. And so I'm basically facing the stimulator. All right? The idea of a posterior type of, nah, no. But I guess maybe males really, really enjoy that part. And so I don't, like I said, you know, but again, there's still ways to do it safely. So, please, cause that's a horrible way to die. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell was hospitalized Tuesday. She has a disease that is, not talked about a lot. It's called Morgellons disease. And I hope I'm pronouncing it right, because it's something that I have never diagnosed in my practice, but it's out there. And it's where people feel that they have parasites underneath their skin. And they're always itchy. And they scratch, they pick at these lesions, and they think they got something crawling. They call it delusional parasitosis, where medical professionals suggest it's a psychosis, where you think that you have parasites underneath your skin and your delusions about it. I like to call it an unexplained dermopathy, as WebMD calls it, where you have some sort of a skin condition that we can't explain. Okay? Some medical professionals call it a fiber disease, or maybe it's cotton fiber that you're being allergic to or you're reacting to. So you feel like bugs are crawling all over your skin. You got burning or stinging sensations under the skin. You got itching. Then you'll get sores. You could get scars because you're scratching. Patients feel thread-like fibers underneath the skin. They can't sleep. They have memory loss, joint pain, muscle pain. They're uncomfortable. They could have depression, etc. And we don't know how to cure it. There's a team of medical researchers at the Mayo Clinic that recommend that people with these symptoms should undergo psychiatric evaluation. Itchiness and scratchiness and feeling the need to scratch does come from the mind. Okay? You either feel the pain or your mind goes, you got something in your body and you need to take it out. So when I see that somebody who doesn't have psychiatric illness wants to scratch something out of their body, I think these people deserve one hell of a medical workup and find out what could be going on. Do they have an underlying cancer? And the cancer is trying to tell them something. Remember I told you about the dermatologic manifestations of internal malignancy where you have, Yeah, there's a book with that title. It's a great book. Lots of books with that where you got cancer inside your body, but your skin is trying to tell that to you because you don't know. Like this lesser trellis smearing of moles. It's like a silly putty mole smear look on someone's back. That could be a sign that they have colon cancer, stomach cancer, liver cancer. Very weird moles or tan spots called acanthosis migricans, a very flat macular type skin pigmentation in certain areas, could be telling us that there's cancer. So I'm not saying Morgellons has anything to do with cancer. They say it may have something to do with Lyme disease or thyroid, etc. But I wonder if it's the body telling you, you got something in here, get it out. So I would recommend anybody with Morgellons, in addition to having the psychiatric workup so that they could be more calm about what they're trying to pick out and scratch out of their bodies, a good workup. You know, check their lungs, gynecological, GI, that type of thing. Happens to women more than men, but anybody could be affected. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, if you remember a couple years ago, there was a teenage boy who was going to be denied a heart transplant because they looked at his quote-unquote non-compliance with treatment for, I believe he had dilated cardiomyopathy, And the family thought he was being discriminated against because he had some brushes with the law and he had low school grades. So the mother, said that the boy had been stereotyped as a troubled teen. So there was national media coverage, the boy's family, civil rights groups, etc. And so the hospital then went back on their decision, August 2013, and gave the boy a new heart. And we all had hopes, you know, that he would do well and he would handle the heart well. According to spokesman Mark Bell, after reviewing the situation, they said Anthony would be placed on the list for a heart transplant and he would be the first in line due to his weakened condition. A lot of pictures of him, etc. Yeah, we had hopes for this kid, you know, and the theme, everyone deserves a second chance, you know, especially a chance at life, especially as a kid, was the theme that pervaded in this. Unfortunately, he died. And he died in a high-speed police chase. Apparently, he crashed a stolen car into a pole while fleeing from the scene of an attempted burglary in Roswell, Georgia. The heart, I don't believe, able to be used to now save somebody else. Anthony Stokes, 17 years old, died Tuesday afternoon after he crashed a stolen Honda into a pole as he fled the scene. Less than 2 years after he was given a second chance at life following the heart transplant. He had suffered, dilated cardiomyopathy, so his heart was so dilated and not, and the muscle was so weak that it was not able to pump enough blood. Could cause irregular heartbeats, blood clots, heart failure, unable to do sports, etc., because these kids that unfortunately drop in the the tragic cases of them dropping in the field or on the courts could be a cause of this, or cardiomyopathy. Cardiomyopathy is a problem with the heart and muscle. Sometimes we see dilated cardiomyopathy with drug use, cocaine, etc. The boy had been just given 6 to 9 months to live. And the hospital had initially refused giving him the organ because they thought he would be non-compliant with the treatment. And patients can be disqualified from getting a transplant if the hospital doubts they're going to stick to the medication regimen after the operation. They say Stokes, the boy, had failed to take his medication in the past, so his history of non-compliance meant he was not put on the waiting list. But then again, mom, civil rights groups, etc., jumped on board, saying that the boy was being stereotyped, the boy was, you know, being improperly tried, you know, and I understand the mom's point of view. You know, the boy should not be sentenced to death. If he could get a heart, if he could get an organ, put him on the list. But there was a lot of concern about who was not going to get the heart, okay? Was there going to be a child who would be more compliant and who would follow the regimen and have more longevity? The big problem we have with our transplants is they're few and far between. And so we need to make sure that we get the longest amount of life per transplant. You know, many of you who drink will not qualify for a liver transplant, because if you drink yourself to liver failure, they're not going to want to give you a new liver if you're going to drink and ruin that one. Now, when we have plenty of organs, then hopefully it's not the hospital's decision. You want an organ, you pay for the organ, you get the organ. But unfortunately, organs are so far and few between that they have to ration. And they got to make a decision, and a life-threatening decision. And many people that don't make it first on the donor list die. So the hospital has to decide who lives and who dies by getting that transplant. So there's definitely going to be some backlash with this. I'm almost wondering if the hospital is going to be sued by family members who could have received that organ that didn't. Now, again, there's no way to tell what's going to happen in the future, okay? You know, and again, the boy did not deserve to die. Yeah, you know, he stole a car, which, you know, was idiotic. He got into a high-speed crash. But what's really, really sad is if somebody else could have had a longer life with that heart. Now, again, there's no way to tell. You have no idea if somebody's going to get hit by a bus, etc. But unfortunately, the boy who was given a second chance didn't appreciate that second chance and unfortunately didn't make use of that. And like I said, I have no idea if he's also a donor and if the organs can be used. But unfortunately, when somebody's in trauma such as that, and if he died, my concern is that the heart was, you know, severely damaged. So it's going to bring on the controversy. What should the criteria be? Should behavior criteria be used to determine who receives a transplant, or does everybody get a second chance? You know, before, how it used to be is if there was going to be an organ in your neck of the woods and you needed an organ, you get on the list. Okay, but nowadays it's no. We have, you know, only X amount of organs. We are going to probably ship that organ to somebody younger across the country. And then if something comes your way when you're older, the older you are, the less of a chance you're going to have the opportunity to get an organ. That's the way things are going, which is why I keep telling you guys to get an organ buddy. If you need a kidney, okay, then you need to find your organ buddy now. Find that organ buddy. Make sure you're super-duper friends with them. Make sure you guys match, okay? If you don't match, you don't have to waste time being his friend. Find a new friend. But get that organ buddy, because if you need a kidney and you have somebody that goes, I will give him my kidney, then that could be a direct kidney as a transplant, as opposed to waiting and being on the list. So frightening stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Looking at sewage, could I guess indicate how what the obesity rate is in a city? Apparently, scientists are able to look at an area's weight problems by looking at the sewage microbiome, which are the bacteria that is in the sewage. So that's what they're doing. They're looking at your poop's bacteria in the city. Studies of human microbiome, the collection of trillions of microbes living in and on the human body, have gained traction. They're hoping to identify a healthy microbiome by finding one or more bacterial community types that may be linked with healthy individuals. Let's say everybody's healthy in Wichita, Kansas. Let's say Wichita, Kansas looks a hell of a lot healthier than Houston, Texas. And they look at the poop, and they go, ah, Wichita's poop looks like this. Houston's poop looks like this. Now, I live in Vegas. So we get everybody's poops. We get China's poop. We get L.A. poop, New York City poop, Hawaii poop. We get everybody's poop. So it'd be very, very difficult, you know. But you know, with cities, like, for example, they say Steamboat Springs, Colorado, has an obesity rate of 13.5%. So they're going to look at the sewage and look at the bacteria in their poop. The heaviest was St. Joseph, Missouri, with a rate of 37.4% obesity. So what is going on? What are they eating? What is the gut bacteria? This is a very, very smart thing to do. I would not want to be the lab assistant because I would probably have to be the one picking through the poop. You know, you'd rather be the one outside the lab going, are you doing it right? You're doing it right? Good, good. Okay, I'm going to be on lunch. And that's it. That's the poop. That's the scoop on the poop. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.